In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, most years I would speak on the Epistle and Gospel for Septuagesima Sunday, but I would like to instead speak of today's saint, St. John Bosco, who is a special patron of Catholic education, and also because we are observing Catholic Schools Week this coming week. When I read the life of St. John Bosco, I see many parallels between his life, between his times and our times. He was born in the early 1800s and he died in 1888. And he lived at a time when Catholic Europe was going through the most enormous upheavals. There seemed to be one revolution after another. One after another, Catholic monarchies were toppled. And in their place, there were established, in many cases, Freemasonic republics or communist dictatorships. And Catholic Italy, where he lived, was no exception. Italy is by far, it's in the eight, probably at that time, it was in the 90% range or more of being Catholic. And yet, the Freemasons seized enough power to get rid of all the monarchies, except, well, they did keep the monarchy of Italy as in a diminished way, and then that went away completely after World War II. But also we see the Papal States. That was a country that existed of its own right. It was robbed from the Catholic Church. So this is the world that St. John Bosco grew up in as a boy, seeing these revolutions happen, seeing tremendous unrest, great uncertainties, how are things going to turn out, persecution of the church. But nevertheless, he forged ahead, living his Catholic faith as a boy. I believe his father died when he was only at an early age, but his saintly mother continued to raise him. And he had this heart of a priest early on, this heart of being a father, and he would reach out to youth over and over and over again and inspire them to be better. He was quite talented when it came to doing things like, card tricks, acrobatics, and so he would entertain his fellow young people around him. But he also always used it as a means of bringing them closer to God. He would so often say, "I'll do this for you, but as long as you make a visit to the Blessed Sacrament with me." So again, you see this, how God had destined him to be this tremendous spiritual father. And when it came to education at the time, there were not schools for young people, at least not widespread. Our problem today is we have the public schools that are so harmful to faith and morals, which goes to show why the Catholic Church insists on the maintenance and support of Catholic schools. Now, the Catholic Church also insists, it is always the strongest defender of parents' primary right to homeschool their children. The Church will always be in your corner, so to speak, on that. If you wish to educate your children at home, parents have that absolute prerogative and right. But by the same token, there's also a tremendous need to have Catholic schools for the many children that would not be homeschooled or home-educated. And I, having gone to 11 years of Catholic education myself before entering the seminary, I can personally vouch for the many, many great lessons and helps that I received in Catholic education. My parents took my sisters and me out of our school after Vatican II because they could see that a new religion was being taught. It was not the traditional Catholic faith. And that is, of course, the problem with Vatican II. Doctrine began to change. So my parents, who were very alert and very careful about, you know, protecting and preserving the right Catholic atmosphere for their children, they felt forced to put us in public school for a year. They didn't know what else to do, but they knew that was never going to be a solution. Even in the 60s, the Catholic Church has forbidden by law Catholic parents to send children to public schools unless there's a grave justifying reason. And even then, safeguards have to be taken. But they were very happy to find a traditional Catholic school in northern Idaho. And so towards the end of the 60s, we moved to Idaho so that we could have the traditional Latin Mass, which was disappearing at the time, everywhere, practically speaking, and also they would have traditional Catholic school. And again, I'm so blessed to have had Catholic parents who are very zealous for their faith and also having had a Catholic school to attend. So at the time of St. John Bosco, he saw the tremendous need of founding Catholic schools for youth. And so he founded not only Catholic schools, but he founded the Salesian, the Congregation of Salesian Priests and Brothers, who would be dedicated to Catholic schooling. And this was in honor of St. Francis de Sales. And then he helped found an order of nuns. Their superior was Mother Mary Mazzarella, and she was canonized as a saint. I had the privilege of visiting her tomb, as also the tomb of St. John Bosco and the tomb of St. Dominic Savio, all in the Basilica of Our Lady Help of Christians in Turin. So that was the tremendous need. Children are so impressionable. They have to be preserved. They have to be protected. There's a protective bubble around them so that they are drinking in good nourishment, spiritual nourishment, in addition, of course, to getting a fine education. And so St. John Bosco saw that need, and he's literally, he was the savior of so many young people. He focused especially on the boys, but obviously cared for the girls. But the sisters, their main focus was on Catholic girls. And even at that time, there were many homeless children, or children from homes where the father had died or the mother had died. Remember, medicine wasn't anything like it is today. And so many children lost parents. And then there were these revolutionary wars going on. I mentioned also the persecution of the church that went on. St. John Bosco was literally in fear of his life, just going out into the streets of Turin. He was assaulted on the streets by these revolutionary-minded people that hated the church. And he would have literally been killed if it hadn't been for a miracle that God worked in his favor. This huge dog came on upon the scene and drove away his attackers more than once. And this was a dog that nobody had seen before, and he disappeared right afterwards. He thought it was his guardian angel in the form of a dog, literally physically protecting him. Otherwise, he would have been martyred for the faith. So as you can see, the parallels are there between his times and our times. But let us be like St. John Bosco. Let us keep forging ahead, doing what needs to be done. Educating, raising the youth in the faith, giving them the spiritual equipment, especially that they need to keep the faith and keep their morals in a society that is so far gone. And yes, it's further gone insofar as morality is concerned, much more far gone than in St. John Bosco's time. Again, this is where children have to be shielded from these wicked influences. They're so pervasive today because of electronics. St. John Bosco's motto is truly a wonderful one. Give me souls, take away the rest. And that was posted. It's still posted to this day at the large complex of buildings that he helped found in the 1800s. And this is what nourished the spiritual life of so many of his students. I mean, St. Dominic Savio attended his school. He died at the very young age of 15, but he had his great motto, death rather than sin. So how well that fit in with St. John Bosco's motto for his order, for everybody there. Give me souls. Let's keep things in perspective. Of all the things, most important is the salvation of souls, the sanctification of souls. So this is the great saint that we honor today. And he literally wore himself out. I believe I remember a story. This was many years ago from some biography on St. John Bosco. He was getting a doctor checkup when he was in his early 70s, and he told the doctor what his age was. You know, doctors always want to know your age, your health information, and when he checked his heart, and I don't know how this happens, and maybe I misread it, but I recall this story saying that the doctor said, you have the heart of a 120-year-old man. And somehow he could detect how hard he had worked throughout his life. He was on fire for the zeal for the church, but obviously in a special way for the youth. We have a special prayer to St. John Bosco that we teachers pray on a weekly basis, if not more often. And we pray that we can help inspire, teach, and also safeguard our youth from the dangers that face them. But again, this is nothing new. The church has had the world, the flesh, and the devil to deal with from the very beginning of its existence. Those enemies are always there, sometimes stronger than at some times than others, but the church knows what she is about, and she teaches us how to fight the spiritual battles. So I wanted to share these thoughts with you. Again, let us be very grateful that we have a Catholic school. Let us be, continue to sacrifice for it. Let us always sacrifice for the education of youth. There's a verse from the Old Testament, my people perish for lack of knowledge, for not lack of understanding. And this is why we have to convey the truth. In and of itself, knowledge is not enough. It's not enough to just know what you have to do. You have to also do it. But still, how can we do it without the knowledge of what has to be done? So let us celebrate this feast of St. John Bosco, a wonderful saint. It's, again, parallels to our time. And he certainly was a saint that had a tremendous devotion to Our Lady. His favorite title was Our Lady, Help of Christians. and that's the title of the basilica built in her honor. He helped lay the foundations for that, or began the building of that, and he saw, and that was part of the battle for good. We have to make, you know, the church seen. We have to spread the gospel. We have to teach it. We have to reach our youth and inspire them with great love for their faith and for our Blessed Mother. By the way, St. John Bosco also had visions of the latter times. He knew what trials and tribulations the church would have to face. He was facing them himself. As I said, that 19th century was a century of upheaval. But by the grace of God and Our Lady's help, he made it through that time, and he taught so many others to do so as well. So St. John Bosco, wonderful patron of Catholic education, we pray to thee, we entrust all of our children, keep them strong in their faith, protect their morals, help them to be zealous Catholics. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.